Hello, my friend. It's wonderful to take a little time with you now. Funny to think about taking time. Time often takes us, so I suppose we're calling peace with that sense of where we're going, and we're just pausing to be where we are right now. I moved out of my bedroom onto the deck here, so you may occasionally hear my friends, the chickadees, coming by and finding their food and being delighted today. You and I approach, or maybe you're listening to this at another time, but as I take time with you, I'm thinking of the great feast of Thanksgiving. And the reflection that came before this also was picking up on the gospel from Luke 17, 11 to 19. The reading given to us for the Thanksgiving Day here in America, and it's quite striking about the lepers and the one that returned, as we call him, a foreigner, or she, someone who has come back, and a deep recognition has gone on in their lives. And I think that's what our time is like right now, this time with each other, this stepping aside from time's usual measurements, and the way in which life would cast a category on us, or our own hearts would hold on to a prior judgment of ourselves or others. I feel it going on in my life right now, and so I reflect it with you. What is the wound? What is our own leprosy? And then what happens when we acknowledge that God is one who will heal us, and we turn to God, and then we feel healed? Well, in one sense, it's this deep sense, because we've already been conscious of it, of something that we need relief from, moved away from, taken out of our lives, taken far away from us. A deep sense of the goneness of sin, of failure, of habit, whatever it might be. Jesus really wants to relieve us of that, and it takes activity, and so we hear it in that gospel too. Go show yourself to the priest, or get up, you know, if you think something's happened to you, or if it is, or you want to acknowledge it, take it to, and at that time it was the ones you show yourself to acknowledge a movement of grace, we would call it today, in our lives. But I think it's important too, and it strikes me, and so this is why I'm reflecting on it again with you as we approach Thanksgiving, and actually this Sunday, the Feast of Christ the King. This sense of kingdom or realm, it seems to me, is very important. And especially as we think of it with the humble Christ, the servant Christ, the one St. Francis knew well, the one I believe Pope Francis is representing to us again. Not kingly, like up on a throne, not a monarch and someone up on high steps that we come and bow before. This leper and the gospel bows before Jesus, but it's quite different, and I want to mention simply why. The servant Christ, the one who's come among us, who's opened up the realm, has thrown open the doors to God's presence. And that's the door we've entered now. It's the door that's always open. It's the gate. It's the great I am. It's God. All in all is here, and what happens, it seems to me, in this leper throwing himself before God, and as it happens in the Feast of Christ the King, we're awestruck by glory. God has not only healed us, but shared with us the glory, God's own glory, the wonder, the light, the tenderness, the peace, the justice, the beauty and wholeness of what it means to sit at the table with God. God's kingdom isn't some big place with turrets around it, and like today, unfortunately, bombs going off and people sent off to war again. No, rather, it's a place of peace, of justice, love, and peace, but that isn't just a static sense of that. It's not just a nice sitting back in your chair, but it's an engagement of each other in this ongoing sense of healing. And then the ongoing acknowledgement of what we see in each other as healing happens. what has always been there. The realm of God within us, the glory of God shining through us, the vestige of God that we are. And again, Irenaeus, the glory of God is a human person fully alive. And each of us coming to that fullness of life is God's own glory, God's own realm, the kingdom of God that is in our midst, the God reign, presence at hand. I've talked enough about it, and it isn't about talk. It's about our walk, returning to others, finding our way, standing before them and saying, something has happened to me, and I want to greet you from that new place. It's our returning to Jesus, if that's your place of acknowledgement of God's presence, and falling on our knees. Jesus again invites us to get up and go about our lives. Now light ourselves. Now life itself coming forth from within us. Not only are we healed, not only are our wounds now glorious because wounds don't go away, but we ourselves are what God's glory is. And I think it takes a little time. There's that time factor again. It takes a moment, a breath. This silence, even as my chickadee friends scurry for food and I sit out here and realize it is chilly. As our senses open us up to our realities of being where we are, we sense the one who has come to us. We now go before, walk with, stand beside, sit with, share a deep embrace. The God who is deeply and always present to us and to all creation. The one we give thanks for on Thanksgiving Day, not only for the lists of things we might now remember if we sit quietly, but the things that were forgotten and we will never remember again, because God's glory takes us over, healing happens, and we can rise up anew. Go your way, Jesus says. Go your way. Your faith has healed you. Be well, my friends, and let us give thanks for each other. I invite you to continue to share these podcasts with others and find ways, if you find it valuable, that others might too listen in with us, to ways of peace and care, tenderness in a harsh and terrible world. Passages from dark into hope, and now into light itself in Jesus Christ. I thank again to Greg Lacamelli, a great friend, and his family, when he steps aside from them to help us have this time. There are others with us now. We are not alone. We are not the only one coming back to God today to give thanks and praise. Peace, my friend. May God's peace reign in your hearts. Much love to you. Dan Riley.
I will bless the Lord at all times. God's praise shall be always on my lips. My soul shall glory in the Lord. The humble will hear and be glad.